From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's most widely opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, along with hundreds of his supporters, were detained as street demonstrations unfolded in Moscow and 90 other Russian cities to protest Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fourth presidential term. Within minutes of Navalny's arrival at a protest in central Moscow, he was arrested, but before telling his supporters, "You see now what they're saying, the city belongs to Putin, is that true?" The protesters said no. Navalny was barred from this year's presidential ballot due to his conviction on financial crimes, which he denies. The U.S. Navy is reinforcing its presence in the Atlantic Ocean with the resurrection of a naval command in response to increasing assertiveness by Russia's military, as we hear now in this report from Reuters Television.
The U.S. Navy is reinstating a fleet that was disbanded 7 years ago as part of a shift placing more resources against Russia. The Navy's second fleet will be responsible for the North Atlantic and based out of Norfolk, Virginia. Eventually, it will hold over 200 staff, although who will command them hasn't been decided yet. Russia's own navy has recently increased their patrols, although it still possesses fewer ships than it did during the Cold War.
And it coincides with the steady buildup of Russian and NATO forces in Eastern Europe. Three suicide bombers attacked the residence of the Kandahar, Afghanistan police chief, officials saying Afghan security forces killed all three assailants before they could reach their target, no group claiming responsibility. This is VOA News.